Welcome to American Profiles, our weekly look at Americans who have made a difference in how we think, act, and live. This week, playwright and social activist Tony Kushner, creator of the Pulitzer Prize-winning epic Angels in America and other groundbreaking theatrical works. Tony Kushner has lived a complicated and sometimes very difficult life, growing up Jewish, left-wing, and gay in America's Deep South, and anguishing over many of the personal and cultural issues he explores in his plays. Still, Kushner has a surprisingly simple view of his job.
In a certain sense, a playwright is a popular entertainer, and I think it's sort of important for people who do what I do to not give themselves airs and imagine that their real role is, you know, to foment social change or to enlighten the world or to educate people. All of those things are possible with a play and with any art form. But I think finally the idea is to write stuff that is genuinely entertaining, which means that it should also be, as well as fun, problematic and confusing and exciting and difficult and moving.
Critics have used many of those terms to describe Kushner's plays. Even his early efforts, such as the 1985 drama A Bright Room Called Day and Hydriotaphia from 1987. But it was Angels in America, a gay fantasia on national themes, his 1993 7-hour play about the AIDS epidemic, that gained Kushner a worldwide reputation and his Pulitzer Prize, and which was later made into an award-winning television miniseries.
Greetings, prophet. The great work begins. The messenger has arrived.
Using both realistic and fantastical imagery, Angels in America explores the intertwined lives of several characters in 1980s New York as the HIV/AIDS epidemic was beginning to unfold. Actress and fellow playwright Rebecca Joy Fletcher calls Angels a masterpiece of American theater.
Angels in America is about the world splitting open for a series of people with very little to hold them up. For some, it's AIDS. For others, it's religious tradition that fails them. For some, it's the realization of the fragility and the destruction of our environment. They're coming upon a millennial crisis. At the same time, it's not gloomy. It's simultaneously heartbreaking and hilarious.
What Angels in America is not, says Tony Kushner, is a political screed. Kushner does not make unambiguous judgments on his characters, some of whom are public figures drawn from real life and have sinister reputations. Nor does he blame society for the shame his main character and he himself once felt as a closeted homosexual before experiencing the liberation of admitting the truth to family and friends. Good plays do not, in Kushner's words, deliver fortune cookie messages.
It's when you're confronted with conundrums that you don't really have an answer for, and you're trying to search towards an answer, and the problems are large enough and vast enough and sort of tragic enough in the sense that there's more than one right. Because I think a play that simply delivers a single point is unsatisfying, finally. It's not rich enough. It doesn't resemble life enough.
Angels in America remains Kushner's best-known work, but his other plays also deal with challenging real-life themes. His 2000 work, Only We Who Guard the Mystery Shall Be Unhappy, examines the persona of First Lady Laura Bush and the relationship of art to government. His pre-9/11 play, Homebody Kabul, about a Western woman in the Taliban's Afghanistan, explores painful religious and cultural divides.
In Afghanistan today, I would be shrouded entirely in a burqa. I should be subject to hijab. I should live in terror.
Whatever the subject, Kushner has a love-hate relationship with his craft. Sometimes ideas flow easily, as if simply waiting for release onto the page. Other plays take years to ripen. In Wrestling with Angels, Frieda Lee Mock's documentary about Kushner that aired on the POV public television series and in movie theaters, a student asks Kushner if he ever gets bored with writing.
I don't ever get bored of writing, but I hate writing because I find writing just really, really difficult. You're alone with your own weird mind, and it's scary.
The issue of memory is often the inspiration for Kushner's plays. His darkly nuanced Broadway musical, Caroline or Change, draws on his boyhood in Louisiana and his adoration of the family's African-American housekeeper, who kept a disciplined, emotional distance from him.
Give it back! Is it fair?
You think I care? Don't shout at me! I found this money in your pocket. Your mama says I get to keep it.
No, she didn't.
The play addresses an angry snarl of issues: Black-Jewish relations, North-South politics, liberal versus conservative social values, and other themes seldom dealt with on Broadway. But fundamentally, says Kushner, Caroline or Change is about the pervasiveness of money in our lives and the trouble it can cause.
It may be necessary, it may be a system that we've devised from which some good comes, as well as a lot of evil, but a lot of evil does come from it, and even if you don't want to reject it, you have to say there is a price to be paid for this thing that we invented. And when it appears in human relationships, it corrupts and twists them.
Kushner believes we have an ethical obligation to hope and not to despair. Outside his work in the theater, Kushner has used his high profile to draw attention to progressive political causes. He has been an outspoken activist against the war in Iraq and has worked at the grassroots level to encourage Americans to vote. In a commencement address at Vassar College, seen in the POV documentary, Kushner exhorted the graduates to get involved in the political process.
Because the world will end if you don't act. Will the world end if you act? Who can say? Will you lose your soul, your democratic citizen soul, if you don't act? I guarantee it. So commence already. I am certain you are aflame. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Now, now, now. The world is waiting for you. The world needs you desperately. Organize. Speak the truth. Thanks.
Playwright Tony Kushner is currently at work on, among other projects, two new plays, an opera, and a screenplay about Abraham Lincoln for the director Steven Spielberg. I'm Adam Phillips in New York.